What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about some Phillies, man. We're talking a little bit of Phillies and the top 100 right now list, which I think is a bit of a joke, but you can't say the whole thing's a joke, but I think it's a bit of a joke, as three Phillies make the list, and I think one of them definitely should be higher than what they are, for sure, especially because of some people that are in front of them, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into it. We're going to just chit-chat about it for a little while. It's going to be a shorter podcast today. I've been busy. Sorry, I haven't got this out earlier. I've been real busy today doing a bunch of things around the house and stuff in the yard and all that. So we're just going to get this stuff out there. Just want to get some opinions out there for you guys to listen to and all that type of stuff. But first thing I want to talk about is the top 100. And Aaron Nola, JT Realmuto, and Bryce Harper are the three players that made the list. Aaron Nola comes in at 81. Aaron Nola is a guy who last year had a disappointing season from an expectation standpoint for this year. And it wasn't a bad season for a pitcher. Obviously not. It wasn't a bad year. But from the year he had before last, it wasn't the same Aaron Nola that we've seen that we could count on every day. Like, we would all get ready. It's, oh, today's Nola Day, so we have a really good chance to win today. Now it was like, oh, it's Nola Day. I don't know if we're winning today. He went through a long stretch last year where he didn't trust his fastball. He wouldn't let it fly. And Aaron Nola decided to use his off-speed pitches a lot, which is fine. You can use your off-speed pitches. He has very good off-speed pitches. His curveball is one of the best in the game, and he has a very good changeup when he can spot it. His fastball, though, is his go-to 1-2 count, your 1-1 count, your 2-0 spot one on the outside corner pitch. You know, obviously, you flip a curveball in there too well. But his fastball is his main strikeout pitch. His two-seam is disgusting. He got away from that a lot. There was lots of times where he'd be down in the count, or he's 0-2 on a guy. He'll go curveball. Okay, 1-2. He'll go curveball. 2-2. He'll go curveball. 3-2. And he won't use his fastball as a strikeout pitch. I don't know what it was last year, maybe mechanically or just mentally, that he was not going to use his fastball last year. So really, I think the addition of Brian Price coming in here as a pitching coach for this team will help out Aaron Nola a ton. I just want to see him get back to that 2017 Aaron Nola. 2018, my bad. 2018 Aaron Nola. He was so good. So good. I mean, he was lights out. He was a top three Cy Young. I mean, top three Cy Young is not easy to do in this league. I'd expect him to obviously be Cy Young Award again, but I expect him to have a very good season, be top five in the conversation. Yeah. That's not what happened last year. But Aaron Nola is a guy who needs to get back to what he does best, and that's getting strikeouts. And he knows he can get strikeouts. He's just got to keep pounding the zone with his fastballs when he needs to, not let up, not go back to his curveball a ton, stuff like that. And I mean, some of that, I guess you can say, well, JT doesn't want to call him, but I can't sit behind that argument at all. But speaking of JT, he was on this list at 41. And sorry if I sound like sick, guys. I am sick a little bit, so it's not, you know, as fluent as it would be. But JT Realmuto comes into 41. He's one above Yasmani Grandal, which is correct, in my opinion. That is what he should be. He's the best catcher in baseball for a reason, in my opinion. He does everything. He does everything. His defensive war, his defensive run saves were the best of his career last year. His offensive numbers were fine. He had around the 270 mark. He had like 60-something RBIs. He was fine. That's a good JT Realmuto year. Excuse me. But people want to hate on JT because, oh, he doesn't have the 30 homers or the 100 RBIs. Well, no, he doesn't. But does Yasmani Grandal have his blocking and defensive stats that he does? Not even. No, it's not close. You know what I mean? It's just not close. So JT Realmuto, he is the best catcher in baseball for that reason, and 41 is a great spot for him. Catchers don't ever get high praise, so he could be the best catcher in baseball and still be almost 50, which is fine. It's whatever it is. Position players are more flashy. He doesn't do the glamorous things. Doesn't do the things that, whoa, wow, look at that, or whatever. but he does throw people out. He threw 43 runners out last year. That is 12 more than any other catcher in baseball. It's outstanding what he's able to do behind the plate, and it's well noted, thankfully. I'm just glad they put him in front of him, because you see all these people on Twitter saying, oh, Yasmani's better, Yasmani's better. No, he's really not. They just get stuck on the offensive side of the ball. They don't see the defense. They don't see everything else. So that's just how I feel about Romuto. People just don't see the full game as a catcher and how important that position is in baseball. And no one sees that. But it's whatever. So number 33, as you probably guessed it, the last person on this list, Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper, in my opinion, is still underrated in this league. Sorry about that. It's still underrated in this league. He's still an underrated player. He had a fantastic year last year for his down season. He batted 260. Basically, he hit 34 home runs. And he had over 100 RBIs. What else can you ask for Bryce Harper? If you, before we signed him, you said, okay, Phillies are going to get Bryce Harper. He's going to have a 34 home run season, and he's going to drive in 100, almost 110 RBIs. I'd be like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's exactly what he did. People look at the average and say, he had a down year. You know, he had a down year. No, stop it. He was fine. He was fine. Bryce was fine. You look at all the other advanced stats, like weighted runs created, he was above league average. All these other things, he's above league average. OPS was just 2 points below Ronald Acuña Jr., who strikes out a ton. Bryce Harper struck out a lot, but again, during his slump, he struck out at least twice a game, it felt like. He didn't do that in the back half of the season when the team needed him, when they were looking to go into a playoff push. He didn't do that. He made contact, he made hard contact, he got on base. He drove the ball out of the ballpark, which is what you needed him to do. Bryce Harper and Ronald Acuña Jr. are neck and neck with each other. Bryce Harper had the best defensive WAR of his career last year. He had the most outfield assists of his career last year. And he looked so comfortable in right field. He made all the diving plays, the flashy plays, the running throwers out from at third or at home. He made fantastic plays in the outfield, and it was his best year we've seen. And we always said, he's an average defender. He played great defense last year. He takes pride in his defense, and I love to see that here in Philly, especially. People love their defense and team. People take pride in going all out. So that's good to see Bryce Harper do that. I expect Bryce Harper to have an MVP-caliber season this year. That's my expectation for Bryce Harper this season, that he's more comfortable with the team now. You know, he's been in Philly for his second year, stuff like that. So I expect him to have an MVP-caliber season. And I hope we see that, because if we see an MVP-caliber Bryce, that means this team is doing well. Okay? This team is doing well. Now, I'm going to talk about two players that I saw on the list that I don't think should be above Bryce Harper. Number 30 is Marcus Semien. Marcus Semien, how do I put Marcus Semien into words? He's a good player. He's a very good player. He doesn't have the same impact on his team that Bryce Harper does. He's not a game-changing player. He's not. He had a good year last year. He was in MVP voting talks. I think fourth or third. I mean, I don't know how, but he was. And I think it's a joke. I think 100% it's a joke that he was even in MVP voting. He had a good year again, but just because the Athletics were in the playoffs, that's the only player you can pick? No, man, that's just, it's not right. I think Marcus Semien, because of him being the MVP, number three in MVP voting, put him up in 30. He was not ranked last year. He should be in the 60s. Bryce Harper should move down to 24, 25, 23, in my opinion. Because the 24 is Pete Alonso. And Pete Alonso, they said right now, right, that this list is the top 100 players in the MLB right now. So Pete Alonso had a great season last year, and right now he's a great player, which is fair. You could say that about Pete Alonso. I'm fine with that. But, man, he's 100% power, which, again, is fine. But he's a rookie. And you're going to tell me he's the best player at his position as a rookie? He's not the best first baseman in the game. We all know that. So I don't see how that's even a thing, to be honest with you, or how that's there. So, I don't know. I don't think it's fair to put him up there right away after his rookie season. He had 54 or 53 home runs last year, which, again, was fantastic. But there's players that deserve it more. I'm trying to figure out how to put it into words. There's players that deserve this more, a spot that high. 24 is like elite players in baseball, the elite superstars in baseball. And I think, obviously, Pete Alonso can be an elite superstar player, caliber player in baseball. I'm sure he can, but not right now. Let me see how this year goes. Let me see. And then you can have all your hot takes you want. Let me see how this year goes for Pete Alonso, in my opinion. He's not a great defender. He didn't have great defensive stats. He didn't have bad. I'll give him that. He didn't have a bad, like an awful. He didn't have an abysmal defensive year. But it's a real struggle. So, again, we'll see how it goes. That's really going to be all for me. I think Bryce Harper's still underrated as a player, and I think he should be moved up. People think he's overrated. I think he's underrated. Look at the stats. Go look at the advanced stats. He's underrated compared to the rest of the league, where he's placed in front of people that are above him, like Ronald Acuna Jr., like other players. So I think that Aaron Nola, again, just got to trust his fastball. He's fine placed. Robito's finely placed for a catcher. It's best you're going to get. But I expect them all to have good years this year. And I expect this team to be in conversation for a wild card spot. I don't think they're going to win the division this year. It would be unrealistic to think that. So I hope they have a good year. And that'll be all for me. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate everybody listening to these podcasts as of late. I'm getting lots of views, and I love that. Please keep sharing around, as I'm going to keep bringing out some more content for everybody to listen to. Thank you guys so much, and I'll talk to you all later. Peace.